You know, one of the great wonders of Scripture, really, is in that lovely epistle of John, chapter 3, where we're told in the first verse, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." You know, it's glorious to sing that hymn that Patrick Wilkes wrote. It's also lovely to sing those glorious hymns of Wesley. These men, inspired by the Spirit, I'm quite sure, though we don't place them on the same level as the Scriptures, they always draw the depths out of us, make us respond, because they start where we used to be and take us through to what we are. You see, that hymn started off with us being sinners. And Wesley so often does this, but what I want you to notice is this, that this verse doesn't say, "Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called sinners saved by grace, that we should be called sons." Glory. Yeah. Let that sink in. If I sat down now and left it there, that should be sufficient. God isn't calling us sinners anymore. Don't you ever think God calls us sinful sons? There aren't any. No, there aren't. Hallelujah. There are lots of people who forfeit the rights of sonship and go and live back in the squalor from which God called them. But God doesn't mix up these ideas. He keeps them distinctly apart. Sin's there. You're here. Hallelujah. That's the wonderful thing. Oh, and here's the verse, which doesn't say, "Behold the love," but it invites us to consider the kind of love that it is. You see, in John 3, in his gospel, he says, "God so loved," and that's the immensity of the love. Now we're told about the quality of it, the kind of love it is. Yeah, look at the kind of love this is. You think of it. He's prepared to call you son. And he only ever called one person son. Yeah. And think of it. And he hasn't lowered the standard in order to do so. You think of that. He hasn't lowered the standard of sonship in order to call you a son. Oh, you let that sink in. The kind of love. Behold it. Behold it. Keep looking at it. Keep your eye fixed on it. The kind of love. Praise it. Of course, it could only be the love of God that could do this. You just think of it. Jesus, the unique, the only, being prepared to have you called a son. Think of that. Yes. Think of it. Well, I could start jumping and shouting. And then think of the Father being prepared to call you a son after having lived with that son from all eternity, prepared to call you a son. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now we all ought to fall down and worship him. I think we will. I was going to preach, but I wasn't. Plenty of time over the weekend.